A coalition of Native American tribes and environmental justice groups are calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to make changes to the way California allocates water and to support pending legislation that would strengthen protections for California's waterways and the communities that depend on them. According to the coalition, California's water management system is broken because its approach to allocating water suffers from major structural flaws. Gary Mulcahy is the government liaison at Winnemem Wintu Tribe. He says California's water management system was built on a racist legal system.
The water rights in California are based on our archaic system of first in time, first in right, which is a racism-based system, which excluded the tribes that were here first from having any water rights, any claim to water. And this was done by murder, mayhem, theft, and genocide. And these water rights have taken the California to the brink of species extinction, because these senior water rights holders, the people who actually committed the murder, mayhem, theft, and genocide, have claim to the water and consider themselves water gods, and nobody can touch them.
California does not acknowledge that Native American tribes, as the first inhabitants in the states, are the original water rights holders. According to California tribal governments and environmental justice organizations, this exclusion of indigenous tribes and public from the decision-making process has led to projects that threaten the tribal beneficial uses of water, cultural resources, salmon industry, and ecosystem by diverting increasing amount of water from the over-trapped Bay Delta watershed. Barbara Bergen-Perea is the executive director of Restore the Delta. It's an organization that aims to ensure the health of the San Francisco Bay Delta estuary and Delta communities. She says that Governor Newsom's Delta Conveyance Scheme and Site Reservoir Project are a threat to tribal beneficial uses of water and cultural resources.
Exported water and inadequate freshwater flows due to upstream diversions, all for industrial agriculture, are killing the Bay Delta estuary, river watersheds, salmon, and water quality for tribes and frontline communities. Because the governor is unwilling to bring water supply into balance with agricultural demand by making sure to complete the Bay Delta plan, the people of the Delta are again being distracted from the real work of restoring the estuary and preparing for climate change impacts.
California closed its Chinook salmon fishery this year for only the third time in state history. Scott Artis is the executive director of the Golden State Salmon Association. It's an organization that works to restore California's Central Valley salmon. He says that the crashing of the Chinook populations is the result of the state's mismanagement of the rivers where these fish spawn and grow.
Water policymakers are laying blame for zero salmon on boats this year on drought. And it sounds credible. Droughts can be hard on salmon. It's also just a reality. But the real cause is the state's action during drought, including reckless diversions that reduce river flows to a trickle and drive temperatures to lethal levels for salmon eggs. In California's salmon industry, people are, you know, just face losing their homes and boats and businesses, and they're going bankrupt. Families are struggling to put food on the table.
According to tribal representatives, a large part of this diverted water is used for agricultural purposes, in particular for growing water-heavy crops like almonds and exporting them with little regard for the impact they have on the state's water supplies and no goal beyond meeting the financial needs of a select few. Thomas Joseph is a Hoopa Valley tribal member. He says that to be able to make equitable, balanced, and sustainable projects, Governor Newsom has to include tribes in decision-making processes.
Indigenous peoples hold tenure over 80% of the world's biodiversities, meaning they are 500 times greater at protecting and defending the biodiversities of our planet. And so listen to the people that have thousands of years of experience, that had the first scientists of these lands and the knowledge that they were able to obtain, pass on, and carry since millennial, of course they understand it on a greater scale than new people that have recently lived here that are trying to figure out through Western ideology and Western science. We are the first scientists. We need to be at those tables of decision making because that's what builds sustainability.
In addition to calling for more equitable water allocation, the coalition is also urging Governor Newsom to support pending legislation that would empower the State Water Resources Control Board to more strictly control water resources. For KPFA News, I'm Gilles Martel.